ladies and gentlemen. It's time to kick it off. Illinois football this weekend. It's 2:30 kickoff. It's Arkansas State. And ladies and gentlemen, he is the head football coach, Ron Zook. You are the man. How are you, Ron?
Doing well. Doing well. Excited. A few more days. The game week's always exciting. The anticipation and the excitement. It's kind of a good week.
It's time. It's ready to go. You guys are coming off a fabulous bowl victory. How does that springboard you into this year?
Well, you know what? It's the guys. You know, from the time we got back here, these guys, I mean, it was an exciting bowl game. I think the guys, the excitement that they had, the work that they put in, they got the rewards, and so they want more. And so everything they've done from the time we've gotten back here has been to get better, has been to continue to improve, and you know, they've done it.
And I'm totally in the camp of what you've scheduled this year. We have 8 home games. Number one, it's fabulous to have Champaign-Urbana filled up with orange and blue. It's fabulous to have teams come to our home field. I love the schedule. I know there are people that are in different camps, but the point here is to win, gain confidence, know more about your team.
Well, you know, all you have to do is go back and look. You know, we did a study the last 3 years, the Big Ten teams playing non-conference opponents, and by far, our non-conference schedule, by very far, has been the toughest. And, you know, obviously we want to get better, and we want to play good opponents. I think people are going to see a good football team coming in their center. Arkansas State throws it all over the park. And trust me, they're a lot better football team than people give them credit for.
Well, they scored 26 on Auburn last year.
You know what? It was a close game, Stevie, until the third quarter.
All right. So we've got teams that are coming in that have awfully good people. Their quarterback, I know, at Arkansas State's very good.
Great players. A junior broke all the records last year, total yardage and passing yardage. He's a young man from Tampa, Florida. A guy who actually had interest in the University of Illinois, but a guy that's impressive. They got 4 of their 5 receivers back. And a lot of these guys, and as I told our football team, the majority of these guys, they could play in any Big Ten team.
Well, a lot of these guys want to go to the SEC, so they have something to prove, correct?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Got chips on their shoulder. What can you tell me about your quarterback?
Well, I'm glad he's our quarterback.
Yeah, that's
right.
And
I think as the community watches him grow and mature, and you know, not only is he a great football player, but he's a great person, Steve. And I think that's the thing. I mean, he's a great ambassador for not only the University of Illinois, but for the city of Champaign-Urbana. I mean, he's that kind of guy, and he loves people. He loves to compete. And I think this football team feeds off him.
Well, Nathan, I know, is it second year only in eligibility? Is it sophomore redshirt Chalmers? I mean, you got a lot of time with him.
Well, and you know what? It's exciting because he's one of those guys that he's the hardest working guy I've ever been around. And I've been fortunate enough to be around a lot of leaders, a lot of players, and guys that in the NFL where they have an ability to bring their team up. But this guy's just, he's a special dude. And I think anyone that gets around him, they're going to feel that.
Anthony Sheehaw, sorry. What about running back? Who's replacing LeSure?
Well, Jay Ford is, he's done everything that we said he would do, and he's come out of camp healthy this year for the first time maybe in 3 years. He's about 230 pounds. I accused him of walking on campus with his shirt off. We call him Big Sexy now, but he's had a great camp. He's a punishing guy, and he's looking forward to his senior season.
Well, that's exciting. What an opportunity for Jason Ford. This will be a real big year for him.
Well, it will be, and he knows that he's got to have it. You know, Troy Pollard's had a great camp. You know, these two freshmen coming in here, I've been very, very impressed. Donovan Young and Josh Ferguson, two guys that are going to play a lot of football. You know, we got to give them what they can handle. But, you feel good about that spot. Of course, you never have too many running backs.
Yeah, and what about your O-line?
Well, I mean, I think people are going to see that they have been together for a while. There's a lot of experience and a lot of leadership there. And, some people have said, the defense has struggled a little bit. Well, part of the reason the defense has struggled a little bit in camp is because our offensive line I'm excited about that offensive line.
Well, and who'd you lose on defense? I mean, you lost, what, 3 NFL draft picks?
That's right. And, other guys got to step up. And I think you're going to see guys step up. Jonathan Brown is a guy that he's probably, we knew he had a chance to be a special linebacker. But he's really taken the next step, and, you know, obviously he's got to see, you know, he's only a sophomore, second-year player, but, boy, he does stuff that you don't coach. And moving Craig Wilson over there is you know, it's been, you know, Craig's going to play a lot of football for us. He's a big old guy that's going to get better as the season goes on. And Glenn Foster's had a great camp. So, you know, those guys know they got to make up for the guys we've lost.
Ron Zook on 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. All right, so the defense, lots of question marks, but you're confident.
Well, you know, here's the thing. I mean, I think we're going to get better as the year, you know, yeah, as the year goes, and that's why you like the schedule. I mean, you don't, you know, you give them a chance to mature and grow, and you know, I think offensively we're going to take off right where we left off.
Yeah, and how good is it to be at home for a month?
I think that's the thing too. I mean, and you know, just we get this place rocking in there, and you know, get the. I mean, I think, you know, I've said this, you know, since I've been here. I mean, I want to get the stadium rocking, and obviously that's our responsibility number one. But I want people to come and have fun and enjoy this thing. It's a great, beautiful stadium, and you know, we gotta, you know, if the weather stays like it is, it'll be awesome.
And how do you like the chemistry of this team?
Unbelievable. And once again, it goes back to the leaders. And you know, in 2007 when we went to Rose Bowl, we had a guy by the name of Jay Lehman. Everybody remembers Jay. And, and he was kind of that silent leader, that voice. And, well, now you got Nathan Shieldhouse, same type person. I really like how they've come together. Now they've competed on the field. It's been unbelievable. The coaches, I got to break the coaches up. But these players, when they're in the locker room, when they're in the dining hall, they're a close-knit group.
It's not easy to get guys all on the same page. When I was in Rantoul with you, I got to tell you, the chemistry I feel like I can read people and I can read atmospheres and environments. It's a nice feel. These guys like each other.
Well, that's the thing. It's, you know, sometimes with the way they competed on the field, I'd go in the locker room afterward, and, you know, I didn't want to see anything, you know, shoot, it's all over. When they walked off the field, it was over. And that's a sign of leadership. It's a sign of maturity, and it's a sign of a team.
What do these guys want to accomplish this year?
Well, they want to prove to people that they're a lot better than what people think. And you know, they know they got some work to do. And the good thing about it is they know they have to do the work. And they've done that. It's been that attitude since the time we've gotten back from the bowl game. And hey, we're not done. We're not even started. And I said it in the Big Ten meetings. You know, I think probably that third year going to the Rose Bowl was maybe a little bit faster than we should have.
Yeah, and when was the last time we went to two bowl games in a row? Does anybody know?
Well, it's been a long time, but we've never won two bowl games.
That's in our history. We've never done that.
That's something that
you're right there, Ron. You're right there.
We're on
the cusp of doing something like that. And let's not forget, Baylor was a heck of a football team.
Well, they were, and I think the thing too is we've got to go do it, Joe. And that's the key. And the thing that's great about the challenge is that these guys are all in, and they understand what they have to do.
All right, your number one concern.
Well, I think number one is just, you know, defensively, we got to, you know, it's going to take, we're not where we want to be, but I think we will be. But other than that, I think that the chemistry, if I have a concern, it's just like anyone else, the things you can't control, but you can't worry about.
Guys, stay healthy, got to stay healthy.
Sure, all that
stuff's part of the deal. But I'm excited. You know I always am. I got us a 13-0. Everybody's picking stuff. I haven't had us losing in 15 years, okay?
Yeah, that's good. You know what? But these guys, as I said, you saw it. They're excited, and they're looking forward to this challenge. And like I told them, you know, just keep the blinders on, and let's go to work.
Let's get the first one. But, you know, the part of this thing I love as well is as a young team grows, as they get more confidence, you never know.
Well, that's exactly right. You know, first of all, you have to learn how to win. Then more importantly, after you learn how to win, you have to learn how to handle winning. That's something that maybe we didn't do that third year, fourth year.
Well, when I asked Denise if I should chest bump you, she thought I'd get hurt. So, because I'm pretty jacked. I mean, I'm pretty fired up. And I said, Denise, do you think I should chest bump Ron? He said, would he hurt me? He says, I think he might. So, but you know, I am in spirit anyway. I want us to win so bad. This is my team. You're my coach. We got to get this done. We got one game. Let's see if we can take care of business on Saturday. And then, gosh darn it, you never know what's going to happen.
Right. You can't win two until you win one.
Well, exactly. And you know what? It's so much fun to believe what you can accomplish versus, you know, poking holes and things. I think we have a great chance to make a terrific run this year. We got a great young quarterback. I'd hate to defend Nathan Shieldhouse. I really would.
Well, all my experience has been on defensive side, and I promise you don't want to defend him. And I think if you go back and you look at the successful teams in history. They've always got a trigger. And, boy, I'll tell you what, now he is a trigger.
Well, let's get number one. Let's get it going. We'll be in touch. And, of course, in all of your meetings, I'm standing by. I've got my cell phone. If you have any questions, if you need anything, I'm ready to go.
I'll
call you, Stevie. I appreciate it, buddy.
Hey, let's get him.
Thank you.
That's Ron Zook. Yeah. Well, as you can see, I'm just orange and blue.
Exactly.
All over.